our conversation.
19-year-old Eric, finishing high school in Minneapolis, decides to spend a year in school in a South Korean city where students study through much of the night, then fall asleep in class.
In Korean high school, home and school intersect constantly. If you're at home, you're either studying, eating, or sleeping. If you're at school, you're studying, eating, or sleeping.
Kim, a 15-year-old in rural Oklahoma, jumps at the chance to study a year in Finland.
The students here care more. They understand that it's important. They may not like a class, but they know if they don't pass it, then they don't pass their tests, and it's harder to get to university.
And Tom, 17, travels from Pennsylvania to Poland for his senior year of high school.
There's a lot more respect for the teachers. The classrooms are much more sober environment. There's no joking around between student and teacher like there is in America.
Three students who help provide a lens on what makes for a successful education around the world and here at home. It's the subject of a new book titled The Smartest Kids in the World. Journalist and author Amanda Ripley